Oops. And we're back. Joe Bronzi's hanging out with us. Before we get to the news stories, I want to get something that just happened today. I want to get Joe's take on this real quick. Joe Curry's take on this real quick. So it's coming out. Omarosa says there's a tape of the president saying dropping the N-word. Penn Jillette says there's a tape of him dropping the N-word. I'd be surprised if he didn't drop the N-word, but whatever. Does it, would it be a game changer for you if a tape of him dropping the N-word comes out? If he's calling somebody that?
You know, it depends what he says, the context that he said it.
I don't think he's singing DMX's lyrics.
Well, we have to hear Hitler.
I mean, if he, you know, if he's referring to an African-American in that, using that language.
You know, that just happened on Big Brother, right? One of the contestants was quoting rap lyrics and used the N-word.
Okay.
She was quoting, and she realized, I shouldn't have done that. It wasn't during the live broadcast. It was during the internet. Watch them late at night.
You know, people need to relax if they're getting offended at that. Then don't write the lyrics if you're going to get offended. Somebody singing your song.
Yeah, she was kind of quoting him to make a point and using that word as a quote. That was real, like, could put you on either side of the fence. You could look at it either way. And I hated her to begin with.
Oh, well,
so
you were
that
happy.
Was biased.
So
you know what I mean? Yeah. Totally biased. But you're on the spot, Joe. What if, let me ask you, what if Trump was using it in a pejorative way? What if he was referring to somebody in a derogatory way using the N-word? Would that, Davin wants to know, would that be a game changer for you? I'm curious too, man.
I don't think it would be a game changer for me. It would be total chaos for him. Keep my taxes low. Keep our enemies on, you know, keep our enemies on watch. Keep, you know, trying to work on a better trade deal. You know, if he said it, he said it. You know, I'm not going to sit there and go, oh, well, yeah.
I'm not really surprised by this answer, by the way. I'm not surprised that at Joe's answer.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not actually
I'm not
either.
Not surprised. It's the cult of personality. It is what it is.
So you would be cool with the commander-in-chief being an unashamed bigot?
Nixon said pretty much the same stuff. When
yeah,
he was against
that
the Jews.
Out well, for him.
Well, no.
No, but
I'm sure but it depends on the context. We need to hear exactly.
Well, Joe just gave you context.
Well, I'm just giving you that context
right.
as a sample.
But exactly what
he
said.
If he's calling Kanye
lyrics.
My N, well, that we could, you know, maybe
well,
we let
well,
that slide.
As the kids say, does it end in an
ask
R
me,
or an N?
Exactly.
If the tapes,
Kanye's my N, if, my Anna. Okay, but.
If the tapes come out and it's there, I need to be asked again when we actually hear what he said.
Will we hear the locker room defense? Or is that ship sailed?
But you can't use a locker room defense in that. That's
totally you hear that word a lot more in a locker room than you heard the other one.
You know what, though? You know what I'm going to say right now, Joe? I see somebody trying to be loyal. I think that's why you're given the answer you're giving, because you're a good person. And I think you're putting off, because you're a decent person, I think you're putting off what you might be confronted with. I think if he used that word in the context I could see him using that word, I think it's going to be a big problem for a lot of his supporters.
Well, I think Joe answered how he feels about it. Keep my taxes low. That's how Joe feels about it. Joe's got a special category for President Trump. Joe holds President Trump to a different standard
than
other people.
But I've known Joe for a long time. Joe,
not the way I know him.
Joe, but he's not a bigot.
No.
He should listen more.
That's how I feel at this juncture. We need to find out what exactly was said.
By the way, the interesting thing about the, because Omarosa revealed a tape where they're discussing whether this tape exists, or whether he used it. Mm-hmm. And Omarosa is discussing it with two other black women, and they're figuring out how they can spin it, which is just like, you know, that makes it hard about getting from these people. It's like, you guys are fine with it as long as it works out for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I got a problem with them, too.
So let's see what transpires.
And well, I'm not saying he did it. I mean, I think he uses it all the time. But, you know, I'd be surprised if he didn't say it, to be honest, just from his body of work. But I do understand that the tape is important to some people, to hear the tape.
Well, let me give you an example. If he said something, it's either two ways. I'll cut it out. It's nothing. He said nothing. Or he could, you know, he said, oh, my God, boy, did he fuck up. This is going to be hard to get anything done, to move any which way, to move the country forward.
I don't think it'll be hard.
If that's the case as well, then I'm not on board anymore.
So basically, if you feel he can't lead anymore because it's so damaging, then you're fine with it.
Yeah, exactly. Because on that, what's the point?
The question is, my interest is, where are your morals? What is morally too much for you? That's what I was asking you. Because I know all about his base. I know the guy talked about grabbing pussies, and you and everybody else, like, it's fine, whatever. And the Republicans in Congress instead of, how's this going to turn out? It's good, cool, we're still with it. I know. But I'm just curious, because we're friends, I'm curious what your line is of this is too much, if there is a line. I would say there is no line.
Sometimes people say stuff that they don't. One job I worked in, we were coming out with a catalog. The owner of the company,
what was this, 1978?
Used to write. Well, no, but the owner of the company in the weekly newsletter felt if it would be a good idea to nigger-toe the catalog. Yeah,
I don't even know what that means.
Nigger-toe, what does that mean?
What it means is that if you ever see like this going across a catalog on the spot on where the pages are, you'll see like little black dots which demonstrate the different sections of a catalog. And
oh,
a derogatory
yeah, yeah.
term, it's called nigger toeing. Now,
so you come here for education, kids.
So
you learn stuff.
Now, it's not on my vernacular to say, oh, yeah, well, nigger toeing.
Because nobody talks about catalogs.
But still, no, back then we did. But still, I'm like, holy I went to the boss. The boss's son, I said, we can't put this newsletter. What do you look like your old man wrote? He's like, oh, boy. Yeah.
But that's just a guy running a company. I'm talking about the president of the United States. But, I mean, doesn't he have to have some moral authority? Shouldn't there be some moral authority for the president of the United States?
Well, there should. If it's going to affect his ability to lead, then that's
well,
that.
That's going to depend on people like you and other people that are in his base that support. That's going to determine.
Well, before you lay it at my feet, I want to find out exactly what was said.
Well, I mean, Joe just gave you an example. Listen, it might never come out.
Yeah.
And so you'll never have to answer. I was just checking in, just curious, because I wasn't surprised at all. I really thought that's what Joe would say. I don't think.
We should make a new bit. What would Joe say?
Well, you saw the notes. We almost had a big cult defend this.
I can do it.
You know, there was a term that my dad used to throw around when he was fixing something, right? And he used to say, I think he meant to say we're jerry-rigging it.
Okay. Yeah.
He wasn't, whatever he was trying to say, he wasn't saying correctly, but I learned, looking it up when I was an adult, because I felt that that was the appropriate thing to say, and I stopped myself. I'm like, what about Jerry? I believe that came from referring to the Germans as the Jerrys
yes.
in the First World War.
Okay.
Yes.
So if you talk about jerry-rigging it, it sounded more like a compliment to me, like they're good engineers, you know what I mean, fixing
yeah.
it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know what I mean? Like, I just got lost in where the word came from.
That's interesting.
So I won't use it because I don't know what's really behind it. You know what I mean? Like, I think words, it's the intention behind it most of the time.
Yeah.
Well, that's why the scenario you set up, which is kind of the scenario that I envision it would happen in, that's kind of what I, like I hear him, like, I don't think he'd be even saying it in anger. Like, I don't think he'll be yelling. It might be somebody's just frustrated with it, or somebody, you know, this N,
yeah.
and it'll just happen to be an African American. Listen, I think it's out there. We'll see. But, you know, maybe. Listen, it's better for the country if it doesn't come out, to be honest with you. The country's better off if we don't have a president that's an out-and-out racist. It's better for the country.
Well, I think it would be more divisive because the people who already believe he's a racist, it would be confirmation.
Yeah, but the people that already believe it assume he says it.
I know, but it would be confirmation.
Man, if he said it, and again, this is an if, it's an if at this point, it's an if. Whatever you believe, it's still an if officially.
Yeah.
If he said it, then it's very, very divisive because you're looking your opposite party or his supporters in the face if that hurts you. If you're a minority or you love minorities, you know what I mean? That there are minorities in your life that you love, so you consider them family or friends. And this person is defending that hurts.
No, I don't think you get it. I don't think you get it at all. The whole they compartmentalize. That's what his supporters, that's what the right does. We don't like this aspect. So Joe might come on here and say, listen, I don't like that he said it. It's not a word I approve of or would use in every day. But I like what he's doing for the country. I like this, that, the other thing. With this guy, and he's a scammer. I know what scammers do. With this guy, he's got the whole cult of person. People will excuse things that we're probably never going to see people make excuses for again. We're probably never going to see a political character rise to this level, this controversial, with so many things that are out in the open where people are defending him again. Anybody else who had half the stuff and we're going to talk about some of them, would never have the chance to get to where this guy is. This guy has a charisma.
But what I'm saying is it makes it, because it's so personal and so painful for so many people, it makes it so hard to justify compartmentalization. Even people on the left who are trying to be open-minded and look, Joe's a good guy. I know he's a good guy. I can't stand his political views, but I can compartmentalize and say, you know, I can still like him as a person. Once that gets thrown in there, man,
it's thrown in there,
it
baby.
Makes it hard.
but it's very hard. But there would, you know, like I said, it needs to be find out what it said. I mean, if it's something that you can't, it's inexcusable and it's tough to defend.
Listen, man,
that would change my opinion.
I heard you argue with me locker
That's
room
what
talk.
I'm saying.
I heard with you, and now you know after the Me Too movement, I don't think you would dare make that argument now. I don't think anybody would make that argument.
Locker room talk, but it was locker room. You ever work in construction? That's what you talk about half the fucking day.
I've been in locker rooms, we never did that.
Wait. The words, I've used the word he used. I've used that word on stage,
The word's
man.
Not the problem.
No. But the sentiment behind it.
The context.
Dude,
that's
I
the problem.
Cannot, Joe, I can't believe that you on a construction site would have that sentiment just towards a woman.
Because
you know
that,
what I mean?
That, but we wouldn't do it. But that, dude, when guys
well,
talk
actually,
these
yeah,
shit
there's
talk.
There's stories you should hear about, Joe. Got, you never heard the thigh story, did you?
Give him a CD. the whole thing. But there are things
You'll
that guys
sorry.
Talk about. Guys exaggerating these shit talk when they're together. Especially at a construction site, you know, and it's guy talk. It's locker room talk. So on that one, you know, that I found no problem with that.
But are you forgiving of that? Because it doesn't bother you, or are you forgiving of that because you understand having made the same mistake yourself? Is that the perspective?
I forgive that because I've hung out in a construction site. I hung out, you know, with a construction crew, and I've made those comments. I didn't act out on them. Right. You're sitting there being a guy talking with other guys. So it's not like...
Yeah, but then followed up, there was over 20 women who said he did that to him. To them, there was. So you might have said
well,
you might have been exaggerating,
but that's not fair because that's not what Joe's talking about.
No, but that's all in the context, though. That's all in the context because there's all these accusations that came out. So Joe might be exaggerating with the fellas, say, you know, I would do such and such. But to my knowledge, Joe's never had no woman has ever accused Joe of acting inappropriately.
No, never. I couldn't even imagine. You know,
so that's what I'm saying. So he said this.
I mean,
and then you have these women accusing.
Right.
So all right, let's
Those
move
together.
On.
All right.
Let's move on to some lighthearted Nazi talk.
Yay.
Yes, please.
Kevin Bean, a 36-year-old...
Thanks, Helga.
I forgot to play...
Shame on you!
Which Nazi trailer do I want
You
to
forgot
play?
To play
Do you have
Hal
Nazi
Hitler?
Music to play or a
yes.
Nazi teaser?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. It's perfect.
This is a toe tapper.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
Let's have some fun.
You weren't planning to be sitting in that particular
handbasket,
were you?
I offered to give him show prep. He turned it down.
What?
I offered to give you show prep.
Oh, you did say call me if you have any questions.
No. I said, do you want to know what we're talking about or do you want to wing it?
No, I said wing it. No, I don't want
to
have
it. I feel bad because next to the show, Joe, what are you about to buy the green room with me? No, it's okay.
No, not at all.
Joe, it's me.
All right. So Kevin Bean, a 36-year-old middle school teacher in Montgomery County, is currently being investigated by a school district for moonlighting at local wrestling events as a Nazi character. In a video posted by Ryan Satin of ProWrestlingSheet.com, Bean can be seen making an entrance at a match as Blitzkrieg, the German juggernaut, complete with thrash metal soundtrack and SS-style lightning bolt across his chest, an Iron Cross flag, and shouts of Sieg Heil. This video makes me sick, Satin wrote. Watching the guy do Nazi salutes on his way to the ring while the children in the crowd cheer him on like a good guy is terrifying. The character...
Wait. Is he playing a good guy character?
No, he's
or
not.
A villain?
He's playing a villain, but...
Yeah, I think usually when you're doing that, you're the villain.
No, he's playing...
He's
unless it's 1936.
Okay. Talking about
All right.
It.
The character is, in wrestling parlance, a heel. That's a bad guy.
Huh.
Meant to taunt the crowd and lather attendees into a frenzy for the arrival of the good guys. In the video, in fact, some of the crowd start the USA counter chant. WWWA President Dino Sanna came to Bean's defense, telling TheBlast.com, "The Bean is a good guy and not a hateful person." He also claimed that some of the kids in the stands were his students. Bean teaches 5th and 6th grade at the Springford Intermediate School and Royceford, and if you take the word of the students, he's pretty good at his job. 4.96 out of 5 rating by the pupils. The kids like him on Rate My Teachers. He's listed on Springford's website, and he's taught in the district since 2004. Superintendent Dave Gooden published a statement on the district's website saying that Bean was the subject of an ongoing internal investigation, calling it a personal matter. "I want to assure you that the actions portrayed in this video do not represent the core values of the school district. As an educational organization, we pride ourselves in providing a safe and nurturing environment." So let's that's a fun one. I've watched wrestling for years. I've never seen anybody portray a Nazi character, but I remember when we had issues with Iran and Russia.
The
Iron Sheik, Nikolai
Volkov.
Yeah.
Yep.
People have portrayed them. Is Nazi any different?
Listen, man. I come down really strongly on one side of this. He's playing a villain. He's set up to play a villain. You don't pay him enough to not have to moonlight, Mr. Superintendent. And maybe it's an educational opportunity for the kids in his classes to talk about Nazi Germany. As long as his character is not saying anti-Semitic things, because that's taking it too far,
mm-hmm.
or inciting hate speech, the crowd to hurt other people, he's a villain, man. Back off. Get out of his moonlight.
I agree, but I would say that the fact that he's getting cheers means to me he has to be more villainous.
Or a funnier parody of a Nazi. You know what I mean?
Well, it's not really a parody. He's not going for the parody aspect.
No, but that's another way to play it.
It's not springtime in Hitler?
Springtime for Hitler.
And Germany.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not that, but the fact that
the fact that he's getting cheers
that
is really sad. Really sad.
That's the part that bothers
me. He may be falling down on his day job because kids need to know that there's nothing to cheer about Nazis.
Right, well, they're cheering him. Mm-hmm. I don't think he should lose his job.
But are those kids that came to see his students cheering him because they think it's cool that he's a wrestler? You know what I mean? Rooting for him, not the character?
That's my teacher, man. Look at that. Is that what's going on?
You know, there's no way of really knowing.
Yeah, there's
I always cheered for the heels, too. I cheered for Rowdy Roddy Piper, who was the biggest heel at the time.
He was hilarious. Yeah. He was so funny.
Right. I liked him better than the good guys. But, you know, if you're playing the Nazi, you got to really be hateful as a Nazi.
Yeah.
There can't be a gray, because now so many wrestlers operate in that shade, that tweener area. Are they good? Are they bad? If you're the Nazi character, you really got to go full bill. I think it's interesting that this guy's getting shit because he's a wrestler. But, like, if he was an actor and he was, like, in a series,
right?
Would anybody give him shit for that?
No.
He's playing a character. And the fact that he's a good teacher,
yeah,
I think people should leave him be.
Yeah.
I tend to agree as well. And if the kids are cheering, use that as a teaching point the next day. I mean, the guy is a rated teacher. This is a character he's portraying. He's playing a villain, you know. And it's, you know, they were saying on this is that we want to assure you the actions portrayed in this video do not represent the core values of the school district. They don't.
They represent
the entertainment value of what's going on. This was not on school grounds. This was not mentioned. This was not has nothing pertaining to the school. And he's playing a villain.
Dude, I have no problem with this teacher playing that character.
No, as long as he's a good teacher.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, I agree with Joe. There is a teachable moment there. I don't know if he should really be inviting his students to see him play this character.
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't know. I mean,
because he's supposed to be the bad guy.
Right, but they're cheering him, so I don't know if they're getting it.
You know what? Even if they get it that the Nazi's a bad guy, you're going to cheer for your teacher in a wrestling match. He's playing a character.
Yeah.
But
that's why I'm saying I don't know if it's great that he invites them, because now it gives the connotation that we're cheering for a Nazi.
Perhaps.
If he's not teaching history, then one of his colleagues should be taking the opportunity to teach history and just make sure the kids understand that the, you know, the swastika and what the Nazis stood for is just evil.
Right. And if they're cheering, what's cheering? Are they clapping and going yay? Are they throwing
they're
Nazi
chanting
salute?
Blitzkrieg. I think they were chanting like Blitzkrieg.
You know, or
his
something
name.
Like yeah. Well, Blitzkrieg. Okay, that's the character's name. But if they start throwing Nazi salutes and stuff like
there were,
that.
There was some of that. I think there was some of that.
Oh, see, my God. That's
not,
wrong.
That's kind of tough.
See, now that, that's a problem
down.
Where if I was the guy and I saw that, I would be like,
you can't stop in the middle of your entrance.
But I would get a major rethink to the character and maybe change the character.
Right. I don't think the guy should lose his job, but maybe he should think about what kids are taking away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. I don't think he should lose his job or be sanctioned in any way. It's not on school grounds.
The guy's a good teacher.
You know, it's fine. I'm a very big fan of the tech metal band Rammstein. And I'll go see those guys, and there's people that are like giving Nazi salute, and it freaks them out because that's not what they're about.
No, they're about playing their instruments on treadmills. I've seen the video.
Right, and and they'll listen to the music and think it's like the Rammstein. There's one song that starts off like he's asking a girl to marry him. Yeah, German is a rough
language.
Yeah, you know? So
yes.
You can say, oh, this must be hard. No, he's.
It's
gonna
a love story.
Marry. Yeah, yeah.
they go away to a nice camp after a nice little train ride. Yeah. They spend some time together.
Oh, God.
No? I just saw that documentary where Mel Brooks was featured about humor and what's going too far. I forget the name of it. The Last Laugh. I just saw that. Wow, that just came out. I didn't know I was going to pull that out. It's a really great documentary, and it's interesting because Mel Brooks said it was important to make fun of the Nazis.
Yeah. Take away their power.
Mm-hmm.
He said there's nothing funny about the Holocaust.
Right.
Now, that's
right.
Mel Brooks'
yeah.
opinion.
Right.
There's nothing funny about the Holocaust. Meanwhile, then they're showing Sarah Silverman making Holocaust jokes. Do you know what I'm saying?
It all depends on what you're going to do with comedy. Like if you're making fun of Nazis, that's cool. But it's always different if you're making fun of the victims.
Yeah, that's not
well,
cool
yeah, Ricky
all.
Gervais has a great, great bit in his new special about what is the subject of the joke. Can there be a joke with the word rape in it? Possibly, not if the joke is about a rape victim at the expense of one.
Right.
Do you know
correct.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or so, encouraging that or right. you know,
so that's,
approving of it.
So, yeah, man, you can make...
Right.
But that's
in
the
politically correct,
Mel Brooks
right.
took on it.
But in politically correct times, nobody will give you any leeway.
All right. Speaking of politically correct times, Amazon's having some issues. Apparently some people are trying to sell some stuff.
Reportedly stop selling a number of products that feature swastikas and burning crosses or otherwise promote a racist agenda, reports BuzzFeed News. The removal of those t-shirts, onesies, publications, and other goods came at the urging of U.S. Representative Keith Ellison. Ellison wrote a letter to Amazon last month in response to a report from the Partnership for Working Families and the Action Center on Race and the Economy, notes The Hill. That report noted despite Amazon's 2015 assurances that it would stop selling merchandise emblazoned with the Confederate flag. Some was still available on the site. According to The Verge, the groups also found a wide variety of Nazi paraphernalia, some of it intended for children.
Amazon, like other tech firms, says it relies on machine learning to flag problematic products and said the technology catches most offending items before a human notices. These automated tools are supplemented by teams of investigators that conduct manual human review of our listings on a regular basis.
I'm sorry, because the machine, I can just see these machines getting a hold of this shit and they're giving the Nazi wave with the robotic arm. Yavo.
Wait a minute. So you're saying artificial intelligence is anti-Semitic too?
Yeah, they can't tell they're wearing this. Hey, you're supposed to catch this shit.
I don't know. Should white supremacists and Nazi shit be allowed on Amazon?
No.
See, now I'm surprised you're saying no. Where's the freedom of speech?
Do you know what, though?
Hate speech or inciting to riot is not covered, right?
I understand that, but Joe and I have been having this ongoing argument about...
You're right, freedom of speech, but setting up a merch table is another thing, you know?
But this is their speech. I mean, this is their freedom of speech. And... You know, listen, I'm always of the, hey, the company sets the rules. They can have whatever they want on their platform. It's up to them. I don't care one way or the other. Then I, as the consumer, decide whether I want to go to that platform or not, you know. But Joe and I have been going back and forth on the whole Alex Jones getting kicked off all these platforms. And I've been consistent, go, listen, if Apple doesn't want them, if Spotify doesn't want them, so be it. It's their call. So that's why I'm a little surprised that you're fine with Amazon just not giving them. I mean, this is their speech.
I think it lies in the fact that it's different of speech and merchandise that they're selling. Yeah,
Alex Jones pushes shit too. He sells stuff
on his show. On his show,
which is surrounded by, well, according to these web platforms, it's hate speech.
True, but he's doing it while he's on his show. You know, it's pushed on his show. This is separate.
If you don't want to hear it, don't tune into that.
Right. This is separate of the show.
Yeah, but
of a show.
But I don't. I'm not finding that line.
I'm not understanding your logic either.
My logic is if I'm pushing a Davin's Den thing right now. I'm on the show, and let's say we're talking about something.
Right from Nazis to Davin's Den.
No, but still, it was selling. And you know, this is the way we feel. And we had the logo with the barbed.
You batter him too much. He's
the barbed wire and stuff like that. And this is our, the Davin's Den with the barbed wire. Blah blah blah. Buy our shirts. Shirts are on sale. They're $9 or whatever. Blah 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 blah. And then it's our show. It's our freedom of speech. And meanwhile, we're selling them on Amazon. And Amazon has a problem that there's barbed wire and says Davin's Den. Well, it looks a little, jailish and stuff like that. We really don't want it on there.
But why can't Apple say the same thing? We don't want that speech on our platform.
Because I think it's a weird line between saying something and selling a product for it.
All right. I don't see that line. But okay. I understand what you're saying. I don't agree with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I still say, if Amazon doesn't want it, so be it. Sell your shit someplace else.
But all four of us are glad that Amazon will no longer be selling swastikas and Nazi paraphernalia.
Well, except for the little onesies.
Yeah,
because
there's nothing
more
adorable.
Heartwarming.
Cross-burning onesie?
Wait a minute.
A cross-burning onesie just says, this little baby's in
there's nothing more
There wasn't a real exception made for a onesie, was there? You just bust them
no,
up
they
balls.
Kept the, no, they had
no,
those
No, they
products.
Had cross-burning onesies.
And cross-burning onesies.
Yes.
Cross-burning
And Pip
onesies.
And I are saying, you know what, that's adorable. Yeah, that's you should leave that.
Yeah.
Being facetious.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. But yes, that was a real product.
I had no idea.
That was a real product.
What about somebody that's selling war memorabilia, just for the simple fact that there are people out there.
That's historical. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
As long as they're not selling lampshades made out of Jew skin.
But does it fall in a catch-all?
I know it is but it was just thing. Repulsed.
Yes. No. If it's historic, like if you got stuff like the Iron Cross, from like a Nazi uniform, I'd be fine with that. If it's like authentic stuff, like if it's like
yeah, you know what? Yeah.
So
you
they
know
should
what?
Do
at
it.
At the end of the day, you'd have to allow that.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is again, same thing with the words, man. It's the intent.
Right.
If somebody is packaging Nazi paraphernalia and saying to spread hate, but saying, oh, it's historical. You know.
Yeah, you can kind of tell. But the machines can't tell. So that's why you need human eyes for this.
Right.
Stuff.
Agreed.
All right, so we all agree Amazon's fine with that.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right. So let's see. You got to pee? You got to get out of here? You good?
No, I'm good. I'm all good. Right. I'm just, you know what? I'm a little cold, and when water's in front of me, no, it should be cold, should be alert. It's the perfect temperature you have your studio at, high-tech studio.
I often grab that blanket and wrap it around me like
you,
I
You can grab
I
Pip.
Do.
Pip can,
give him the acid sweater. Give him the tripping
lap,
sweater.
You know?
The tripping
Where's sweater? The tripping blanket?
It's over there.
Oh, the tripping
blanket. In the white room with black curtains.
So
that's tacky.
So Joe's team is having a problem with Nazis. And not that they didn't show up on Sunday because they were scared.
No.
What a bunch of pussies. Today's Nazis, these millennial Nazis are a bunch of pussies, Joe. They felt unsafe, so they didn't march. I'll tell you. What's wrong with today's Nazis?
You know, I always tell my fiance when she sees something in the news that upsets her, bothers her, disaster, somebody being hurt, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I say, I read this somewhere, I wish I could credit, look for the good. Look for the people helping.
Yeah.
And I just think it was one of my favorite news items.
That's great.
That the Nazis were outnumbered at their own rally.
Oh, yeah.
Look
yeah.
for the good.
Yeah.
You know?
Hugely outnumbered. I love
look
that.
Look for the good
yeah.
because that's, you know, that's a really great news
what
item
was it
right
like
there.
The
it gives me hope.
The yeah. Daily Show showed like the organizer of the rally. He's trying to get on a train, and I guess he called ahead of time because
right.
they had their flags, but they were saying the Poles couldn't go on the train. So this black police officer is trying to explain to this Nazi organizer, you can't bring it on. Those are the rules and everything. And the guy's like, the Nazi leader's like on the phone, like, well, can't you make an exception?
Sure. I want to help you. I
for
really want to help you. Oh, my God.
Anything for you.
These guys are clowns.
Yeah, I've said that all the while.
I never said you were a Nazi sympathizer.
No, I'm not a Nazi. Yeah, but it's just that a lot of the time, Westboro Baptist Church, Nazis, even though, you know, Antifa. These, they're all a bunch of clowns.
Yeah.
And
at
I
least Antifa can organize.
I think, and I think that we're giving, you know, the way we expose this and the way, you know, is we're giving them too much clout because they always, there's always an issue, and they're always taken, you know, they're always taken like they're assholes. They got their free, you know, First Amendment, you know, freedom of speech, but they're always looked at as these assholes.
Well, not always.
No.
I wish they were.
Yeah, it's good when they're made to look ridiculous because then they lose their power.
Right.
Yeah.
When people are, you know, afraid of them, it's like that kind of, you know, that fear kind of builds them up, that type of personality.
All right. So the Republicans are having some issues with some Nazis. In at least five states and national races across the country, Republican candidates are either card-carrying Nazis, Holocaust deniers, a proud white supremacist, or all of the above.
Oh, my God. All of the above.
Well, you know, don't skimp. Go all the way. All in.
Can I get his number?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I always say go knuckles deep. Knuckles deep.
Oh, man.
God. Wow.
In North Carolina, GOP officials are stuck with Russell Walker, a white supremacist running for the State House of Representatives. According to his personal website, littered with the N-word, believes that, quote... No,
but they're not stuck with him. They're not. The option is to say, you know what? We don't have a candidate we can support right
but
now.
But that's what I want to get into. I want to go through that, and then I want to get into
I'm sorry to interrupt, but
no, I get,
they're
I,
not stuck with him.
Yeah. He believes that, quote, the Jews are not Semitic. They are satanic, as they all descend from Satan. Not all of us, just the badass ones, motherfucker.
Oh.
Republicans in the state have regrets. This is a very Democratic district, one that we failed to keep our eye on. Dallas Woodhouse, that's a great name, executive chair of North Carolina GOP, told in an email. However, we can't stop him from running. Russell Walker, retired chemical engineer, is running to represent District 48 in North Carolina's State House of Representatives. On his website, he explains that he believes white people are superior and there's no such thing as equality. The latest and the most demonized expression in the English language, surpassing hate and racist, is white supremacy. Well, someone or group has to be supreme, and that group is the whites of the world, as explained in detail in another section of this website. There's no such thing as equality. Someone or something has to be superior, and someone or something has to be inferior. That is just a simple fact that it needs no explanation. Yet he explained it.
that's a fact. Oh, yeah.
He has picketed a local newspaper while holding a sign stating, God is a racist. He refers to Barack Obama as genetically inferior and says women are the weaker sex. He refers to white women who have interracial relationships as race traitors. And according to his appearance this week on the Neo-Nazi Stormfront Action podcast.
I was just about to say.
Is that one of the ones you sound
I was, you know, I'm thinking to myself, I go, and as a parent, who would have them? And they go on the Neo, well, if that,
oh,
there was of
a,
course, them.
There's a foot race to that.
Where else could
you know
go?
What? I don't need to sell an album that bad.
No, good.
He's advising Arthur Jones, saying, Jones is for real. He has strong ideas about Nazism. Walker gains from national notoriety in 2017 when during a national interview following a lawsuit he filed to keep the Confederate flag in South Carolina courtrooms was dismissed. He referred to Martin Luther King Jr. using a racial slur, of course.
Oh.
He did. The North Carolina Republican Party has repeatedly disavowed Walker's campaign, as the Hoke County Republican Party, Hoke is one of the counties included within Walker's district. On June 26th, post on a county party website, savehoke.com, Hal Nunn, county party chair, stated, the Hoke County Republican Party agrees with NC GOP Chairman Robin Hayes comments on the Republican candidate for NC House 48. Now basically, they don't want him. They think he's a anti-Semite.
Okay, so they're not stuck with him. They're disavowing him, right?
Well, they're disavowing, but he still gets to run.
Wait a minute.
Does he get to run as a Republican?
Yes.
Even without the Republicans backing?
Which is what I don't understand.
I don't get that.
Because these are private parties. But you could even go to Donald Trump. I'm not calling Donald Trump one of these people. But the Republicans did not want him. But he said, I'm running as a Republican, so he got to run as a Republican. It's the same thing with the Democrats. I don't understand why, if these are private parties, they just have to let people run.
Let me ask, because I wondered this myself, and I don't know it. Maybe you guys understand. They didn't want Trump, and when it became apparent they didn't have a candidate who could beat him in their primary, you know, like he was going to win, why give somebody a nomination to represent your party if you can't stand them? Why not nominate somebody else and say, you know what, we're going to run them against you?
Well, that's what they're trying to do.
They're trying to
get people to run against them.
I mean, they took Trump kind of by default, but it's like, it's insane to me that somebody could come up and say, I'm going to represent your group whether you like it or not. That seems like a big fault in the system. I'm not saying that these people shouldn't be allowed to run, because they do have a First Amendment right to do such, but, and, you know, I mean, it scares the hell out of me that anybody would vote for them, but I am saying that it's strange to me that these two legitimate parties are, like, forced into taking any bozo that stands up.
Yeah, it makes no sense. I don't understand it. So, in Illinois, the Republican Party shrugged off Arthur Jones, a candidate for the state's 3rd congressional district who boasted of his membership in the American Nazi Party. Jones won the GOP primary, and now party officials, including ones who called Jones morally reprehensible and a complete nutcase, are scrambling to launch a writing campaign. Jones' campaign website features a section called Holocaust, in which he argues that the idea that 6 million Jews were killed by the National Socialist Government of Germany in World War II is the biggest, blackest lie in history.
That's disgusting.
Yep. Well, it's the same thing as the people who think a hoax could have been perpetrated with us landing on the moon, despite the fact that the Soviet Union never would have been complicit in that for any reason and would have pointed it out. The whole
immediately.
World. The whole world saw the Holocaust. There's no conspiracy to create this lie that everybody's going to agree to perpetrate for any reason.
Yeah, why would so many people agree? It's crazy.
It's just it's a radical fringe is what mm-hmm. you have a radical fringe. No, I'm not, you know, obviously I'm not agreeing. I mean, the Holocaust, right? I mean, this is and this shit's insanity. It's insanity. And you read, you know, people and a majority of the people that are reasonable mind look at this and go, this is fucking insanity.
So in April 2017, Jones said, the Jewish lobby has Donald Trump locked up. I don't think the man realizes how naive he appears for the rest of the world. He's nothing but a puppet in their hands, and we were foolish enough to send this naive, Jew-loving fool into the White House. I'm embarrassed that I voted for him. I'm sorry I voted for him. If I could take the vote back, I would in a minute.
I like this one. The kosher food scam and how it affects you and your family.
What the hell is this? Nuts! He's doing some research,
I mean, you
giggle.
Oh, I'm going to get behind that. This is nuts!
A glatt plot.
Oh.
That's nuts.
These people are crazy.
So basically he went around door to door and he didn't tell people his fucking crazy views.
Oh,
so he got enough signatures.
So now
you got people like Ted Cruz coming out and go, you can't vote for this guy. Either don't vote or vote for the Democrat. Ted Cruz did say that.
Wow.
Yeah, so the mainstream Republican Party is disavowed.
Oh, it's bad for business.
Yeah.
Don't laugh.
Yeah.
It is.
No, you're right.
And I'm not saying, but you can't.
Don't vote or vote for the – when you're so bad – that either even a Democrat to say that for somebody to be so bad that either a senator from either party goes, you know what, either don't vote or vote for the other party.
Yeah,
you have because you have your you on so either bad. Side either side of the aisle, you do have your radical fringes. The radical fringes have been, you know, tolerated, laughed at and tolerated. But sometimes they get a chance to slip in and you're like, oh, you know, we got to stop this. You know, and put him back where they belong. You know?
We don't currently have any Nazi members of Congress in either house, correct?
Not that we're aware of. We almost had a pedophile senator. That would have been adorable.
Yeah.
In Virginia, the chair of the state GOP resigned earlier this month, reportedly because of alt-right-leaning pro-Confederate candidate Corey Stewart's win in the Republican primary. But even Stewart had to disavow Wisconsin's Paul Nealon, who's running to replace Speaker Ryan. Nealon's two races for Twitter and even for Gab, the preferred social media platform of the alt-right. Meanwhile, a California Republican running for Congress has been making appearances on neo-Nazi podcasts and arguing his campaign website that diversity is a Jewish plot.
Diversity is a Jewish plot.
Like I said, it's laughable.
It is.
It's
the things that they believe.
Well, how do you feel that your party of choice is attracting these nuts? And how does that make you feel? I'm not saying that you're a nut because you're in the same parties. I'm just asking how you feel.
It attracts nuts, and it's laughable. You know,
I don't think it's laughable. I think this is beyond laughable when you're getting so many of them. If you had one, you go, all right, that's kind of weird. But you're getting a lot of them.
Well,
now.
How about on the Democratic end where they're attracting all these, you know, radical socialists?
But that's different than this. I mean, this is they're talking about genocide. They're talking about racial superiority. That's different. I'm not saying I like the others. I don't like radicals of any type. But I'm saying, how does it? I mean, that would bother me if the Democrats were getting like a bunch of Nazis signed up. I would say we are doing something wrong.
But it's like all of the fringe people are feeling emboldened to come out and state their views.
I think these guys are going to get some votes.
Oh, please.
They're going to get some votes. They're not going to win.
No, I don't think they'll win.
They're not going to win. They're going to get some votes. Because look where all this is located. You know, down south. And you know,
well,
and
the Midwest, too, in California.
Okay. There's some areas there. Maybe they're not, you know, maybe there's people that are aliens, illegal aliens. And I'm like saying just that they're not happy with the way things are. That
no, they're old white guys.
No, but maybe in their areas where they feel like maybe there's, you know, immigration problems and this, that, the other thing, that they want to take it back to the way it was.
Yeah, some of them colored fellows are getting uppity.
some of them feel that way.
You know what?
I'm going to say this. It's not me saying it, but yeah, yes, where, and this is where you're going to go. Well, you're going to get, you probably get a couple of votes. That's where that's coming from. I'm not saying that everybody's going, oh, yeah, I'm a. That's where that's coming from.
Where those votes are coming from.
Where those votes are coming. Where, you know, people, yeah. A majority of the people are going to go, like, this is ridiculous. This is crazy shit. You know, but you're going to get that mentality that's
so
where those votes
are. So if Trump says,
from.
I believe white people are superior to black people, does he still have your vote?
How's the economy doing?
That's what I thought.
No, that's fucking. Of course. Joking. I'm just kidding. Of course. It's crazy. I'm not kidding.
You're fine. It's fine.
You know what?
How dare you? No. Absolutely no. Absolutely
that's
no.
The line.
Yeah, no, of course. That's kind of
a line.
That's a line.
Yeah, okay.
But that's a line.
We haven't found one up until this point.
Yeah, true.
So okay, that's
okay.
Fine. All right, now let's lighten it up with some KKK handing out candy.
Oh my,
it's KKK candy.
Children heading to school Friday morning in upstate New York. See, it happens here, Joe.
Upstate New York.
Yeah, our people. Community found something curious at the end of their driveways. Ziploc bags filled with Ku Klux Klan recruitment flyers and candy. An investigation ordered by New York's governor is now underway to determine who left the bags and any potential ties to hate crimes. The crime came between, they come between 4 and 6 in the morning, so the candy bars and packets are at the end of the driveway when kids are getting on the school bus.
Listen, that is just a learning opportunity. That's not tied to a hate crime. Some bigots left some candy and flyers, and now me as a dad gets a chance to talk to his kids about bad things, what to look out for. That's a learning moment right there.
That's damage control. That's not like where everything is great.
Well,
damage control.
Joe's going, that's a little too far.
Yeah. I mean, no, if that happened, but that's damage control to fix this shit.
But that's not the kid's not damaged by that as long as there's a parent
as
there.
Long as
that, you know what I mean? If you're,
but
if
for them
you're,
to do it, it's all, an awful thing to do.
It has the
N-word.
The KKK is
nougat.
To be in the KKK is an awful thing. To have those beliefs is an awful thing. That's a bigot.
Yeah, but
I have
candy
no patience for that.
It's a nice gesture.
But to put that in a basket at the end of the driveway, hey, man, you know what? I'm going to have a very long conversation with my kid, and it's an opportunity to educate them against people like you.
However, the government's torn because they have to uphold the constitutional rights of all citizens. So they do have to allow this to a certain degree.
Oh, wait a minute. But people are allowed to, like, put things like no soliciting, don't put shit on my yard.
Yeah, but nobody had that on their driveway.
Yeah, I guess they did.
Well,
but
I agree with you, though. Like, you know? Listen, man, if they have no soliciting, you don't have the right to put anything on their property.
But if nobody had that on their driveway these mornings.
Right. You
know? So should the police stop the KKK from handing candy out?
I'm putting it on.
I don't think they can. Unless you have no soliciting, no trespassing.
No, I think it would. I think the police would step in if they were handing candy directly to children. If you know what I'm saying, but to put it on the end of the driveway, I don't know.
I don't know. It could be looked at something. I mean, you know how they got Capone with because he
tax evasion.
Tax evasion, you know, and doing things through the mail improperly. But I mean, it could be looked at as an attractive nuisance,
you know,
because.
What? I just had an epiphany.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry to interrupt
That's
you.
Okay.
I agree with what you're saying, but you know what? You said Al Capone.
Yeah.
Right? That's exactly what it is. There's right and there's wrong. And the KKK is wrong. You have to take a side on certain things.
But they have a constitutional right.
So the police, whatever the justification, there's got to be a lawful justification, whether it's distributing food without a permit. I don't know what it is. Just like getting Capone, find the justification.
I got it. Find
don't
the technicality.
Let him do it, and find the
I'm
shit out
you know,
of
I'm glad
police.
I said that, because basically I was...
You didn't
I
say
was,
it. He said it.
So...
He said it.
He's named Joe, too,
I didn't take credit. I said, I'm glad you said that.
No, you said, I'm glad I said that.
Yeah, you did.
Did I? Did I?
Yes. Yeah.
You're tired, but we're both named Joe.
Then
so
I'm I apologize.
So
long day. I'm glad.
You hack.
Pardon me.
Sorry, and you invented the arms too, I bet.
And the argument. Anyway, so yeah, I'm glad you said that because basically when you were, maybe this is where I got the confusion because when we were talking about this, I was thinking that with food, where can you get it on food? That would be a way to go about that, to combat that, you know?
Well,
a food permit. You got to get a food permit to hand that out.
If you like the KK, though, as a parent, though, I'm not letting my kids eat strange driveway candy.
Well, that's where I'm going, as I'm saying that.
Oh, really? You have some trips, some stops to make, too? You have some literature for children?
I just wanted to know what kind of candy they were giving out.
I love the KKK. And Snickers.
Did you say Snickers?
I said Snickers.
Yes, you can't love.
Settle down, Omarosa.
All right.
There'll be no audio.
If this says there's someone in KKK has said you love Snickers and misconstrued that, you could be you're turning your sheets, sir.
I'm just saying that if you don't have a way to attack them on the main thing that they're doing bad, find another way like they did with Al Capone. As long as you get them in the end, the ends justify the means in this case. So if it's like an attractive nuisance, you're not allowed to distribute candy, like candy from strangers.
Littering.
Isn't that
pamphlets
one of the first
at the
things?
End of a driveway. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Unwanted.
Yeah. I feel, well, for the KKK to stay on point, it's got to be all white chocolate. I really feel.
Get a hand out dark chocolate. You just mooting the point.
Dark,
you know?
Chocolate is real chocolate. It's got to be all white chocolate. I feel strongly about
that.
We
don't like black Savannah Con, except on our chocolate. We'll put that out
to
y'all.
Do you think
they
change, like, the comics in the Bazooka comics with, like, all anti-Semitic shit?
Oh, my God.
It's Bazooka Adolf and his antics.
God.
What?
No.
Save up and win a
don't
half
give
track.
Them ideas.
You just invite the kids over. Hey, we're gonna have a barbecue. We're gonna roast some wieners and marshmallows. Just a burning cross. It's an outreach program, kids. It's an outreach. I'm marketing.
I know you are.
I help. I'm a helper.
I'm a helper.
You know, and KKK could stand for kids, kids, kids. You know, you don't know.
Sure.
You're the right thing.
I'm just trying it out. Just spitballing. So next year when you have your Unite to Write March, just 50 of you and not 22.
Yeah. 1-877 clan for kids.
They are
1-877 clan for kids.
Dun dun.
And now the bit that was almost called Joe defend this, but I won't make Joe defend this. But I'd like to know what he thinks of it. When I first saw a Russian asbestos company that operates a giant mine in the Ural Mountains and is marketing its wares with President Trump's image, according to photos it posted on social media, citing former EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt as well as Trump's outspoken support for the carcinogen. With the company. Or Eurobest posted photos of the pallet adorned with the seal with Trump's face in the center on its Facebook page in June. Approved by Donald Trump, 45th president of the United States. See, he's getting closer with Russia. The seal read, according to a translation supplied by the Environmental Working Group, a nonprofit focused on human health and the environment that flagged the posting, asbestos fiber silicate mineral that was used widely in industrial and commercial purposes, such as construction in the United States, has fallen out of favor because it causes fucking cancer. But it's not banned in this country. It's banned in 60 other countries. Trump has long expressed skepticism. In his book, The Art of the Comeback, he wrote that he believed that anti-asbestos efforts were led by the mob. In 2012, he tweeted, the World Trade Center would not have burned down had asbestos, which is known for fire-resistant properties. But they're not plain fucking resistant, stupid.
Oh, my God.
Just so we know, the fuel in the planes and the heat of it caused the structural integrity of the steel to collapse both towers.
That's your side.
Nothing, it wouldn't matter.
That's your side of the story.
If there was asbestos.
No,
I'm going to believe the president. He's a smart man. Donald is on our side. The company posted in a caption for the photos, which also cited Pruitt. Like I said, it's decreased. They barely use asbestos now, but we used to get it from Brazil, but those mines closed. So now we have to get all of our asbestos from Russia. The Environmental Protection Agency has never implemented a full asbestos ban. In 2016, Congress amended the Toxic Substances Control Act, giving the EPA a mandate to evaluate chemicals in use nationwide and raise hopes initially among some advocates that the agency would move forward with a full asbestos ban. All right, I got to ask you guys, is Trump using this presidency as a stepping stone to supervillain? I mean, is that where we are with this?
Lex Luthor.
I feel like I'm reading a fucking Marvel comic or something.
It's kind of insane.
No, it's not a good Marvel comic. It's like a knockoff title. You know what I mean? Competing with DC and Marvel till it disappears. He's kind of Dr. Evil. It's kind of a Dr. Evil.
Thank
sort
you.
Of thing.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was just thinking this. Thinking
with the finger to the corner of the mouth.
$1 million.
1 million cancers.
1 million. Yeah, I was like a comic strip evil.
All right, Joe. If you don't have to, but if you want to convince me that this is cool, go for it.
Well, basically, what they're doing is they are not using asbestos. All the products that they've been banned asbestos, they're not reversing that. They're looking in other products that might come in that asbestos might be used in. Basically, what it's primarily used for now is to make chemicals. You know, and the chemical that the asbestos is going in is just an industrial chemical.
It's been banned in 60 countries. They're using our president of the United States. Russia, we know Russia, is using our president of the United States for a carcinogen. You're defending this.
There are no mines that are mining asbestos anymore in the country. They were outlawed. But there are asbestos is used into making
chloride.
But
why does Trump have, because he's getting a cut. You can't use a picture of the president.
Well, hold on now. That's really a key thing, because if he's not getting a cut of them using him in an advertisement, shouldn't Donald Trump sue?
That's
Wouldn't
what I'm
Donald
saying.
Trump
if,
sue?
If this wasn't with his blessing, you know he'd be suing their ass.
Right?
That's, yeah, they can't use his likeness in advertising.
He's obviously fine with this shit. That's the problem. I don't have a problem that we're importing asbestos until the EPA rules however it's going to rule. I got a problem.
That's just business as usual, baby.
Right, right. But I got a problem that the President of the United States image is endorsing this shit. And isn't this a violation of the Emoluments Clause? You're not supposed to take money from a foreign country.
Yeah, you would think.
Is he taking money?
Well, like we just said, we can't imagine Trump not fucking suing if this wasn't going on without him.
If they're using his likeness and name in their advertisement and they're not paying him.
And they're saying he approves. They're saying he approves.
Yeah, man. That's the sticky
thing.
They say
because the loosened up, the EPA kind of changed the guidelines on asbestos, and there's no mines in the country. Our country that mine asbestos anymore, so the Russians are the only people that are pretty much supplying the asbestos, and we need it to make some sort of chloride.
We don't need it.
Goes into industrial chemicals like chloride and stuff like that. It's still used.
Have banned it, so
it's,
we can go
but
work
it's
around.
Still used in making industrial chemicals, which on their own are not a
yeah,
load
but
of labs
but
either.
Trump is
but they're just
of it
putting
and
it up. But they're just putting. But they're
either.
Just they're putting it on there, thanking them that they're the only people that could supply this stuff now.
You know what though? All right, and I wonder with the advertising too. If he has been quoted in his books as this conspiracy bullshit, whatever, does that absolve them from a lawsuit when they're like, no, he supports it. We're just reporting in our advertisement. Is that a way for them to get around having to
But still to use his likeness. That's his intellectual property.
Yeah.
You couldn't just take his picture.
All right.
Like I
in your advertisement, right?
Yeah.
Like I couldn't put Joe Bronzy's picture on a pack of Marlboros just because you're a public figure. I'd have to get your permission.
Right. Or you could sell.
In order to sell, right.
Right,
for marketing
exactly.
purposes.
Yeah. So I'm saying...
Yeah, I don't understand why he wouldn't sue unless he's getting a cut.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is a violation of the Emoluments Clause.
Right.
And what a horrible way to go down on the Emoluments Clause for fucking asbestos.
So
there you
random.
Go. You're back to Capone again, baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're right back. I'm just...
And this isn't his only a violation of the Emoluments Clause. I mean, he's got the hotel.
Oh, no. There are
there's
a
plenty.
Ton more.
Yeah. So you're cool with this?
I'm cool with it because basically it's being used into Russia is the only people that are supplying this stuff. It's being used into chemicals as ammonia and industrial chemicals. It's not being put on a school. It's not being put on that. They need it as an ingredient in industrial chemicals. Russia
no, they
is
don't.
A, yes, they do.
No,
well,
wait, but
you're defending asbestos. But what I'm curious about is, are you cool with Donald Trump allowing them to use his likeness to promote it?
that remains to be seen. I'm not thrilled about it.
Okay.
You know, but still, I mean, it's being used in an industrial chemical. They're putting it on there because Russia is the only country now that's allowed to supply it. We don't mine it anymore, and we're using
cancer.
But we're using it in industrial chemicals, okay? And it's an ingredient of industrial chemicals. They're not putting it in tiles anymore. They're not putting it in any of that stuff.
But why didn't they slap Putin's face on it then?
speak.
It's marketing, man. If you can get away with putting Trump's face on something, it's going to sell.
I'm going to give you the bright side. Mm. Bright side.
Yes.
If you're not a fan of asbestos, and I'm not, this is actually a good thing, and I'll tell you why. Because anything with Trump's name that is not a golf course or a building quickly dies. So this there are no other businesses that he's really done well in. So this, you know, this is going to be fine.
This is the final downfall.
Exactly.
That's probably the end of asbestos as we know it.
Exactly. This is the death knell when they went to the truck. So we thought we'd come up
It's coral alkali. It's coral alkali. It's an industrial process that's made of sodium chloride, and the technology to produce it is required by the chemicals, and that's how they make asbestos is a component of
that. Yeah, but nobody wants asbestos used in anything. 60 countries have said no. You can make other chemicals that without asbestos. That's what we're saying.
Yeah,
you don't need asbestos.
But you're making sodium chloride. You know, it's not like, well, we want a safer version of sodium chloride. You know,
but asbestos causes cancer.
You know what, though? I will tell you what my brain just went through. It heard those words and it thought, maybe I should have paid attention in my chemistry classes and I would know what Joe was saying right now.
But then
I remembered that I was staring a lot at the bosoms of the girl I had a crush on in my chemistry class, and I decided that was the way I wanted to spend my time.
That was time well spent.
All right. So we thought we'd come up with some other famous people and some other not so good products or good products, and Pip didn't do it because she sucks cock.
I was busy sucking cock and forgot about that part.
So Joe and I will do it.
Yes.
All right.
I will go first. George W. Bush for Pennzoil Oil. You no longer have to invade another country for oil. You can just invade your local auto parts store. Get the oil you need without the messy nation building.
Wow.
Oh, God. Hi, my name is Hillary Clinton, and I'm here for a product that I love, and that's arsenic. Metal-like, sometimes gray in form and not pleasant, just like me. It's the poison I go to, especially in pesticides, because if it's the one pest I wanted to get rid of, well, what difference does it make now? But it can make a difference for you.
The one pest you want to get rid of.
Hi, I'm Anthony Scaramucci for Strychnine. Just like me, strychnine is infamous for its dramatic and painful effects. It works by attacking the central nervous system, causing all the muscles in the body to violently contract, and just the same the way much of the White House staff did when I arrived. Death occurs within 2 or 3 hours of ingestion, which is ironically how long I was at the White House. So listen to the mooch. If you think of a pesticide and rat poison, think of me and strychnine.
Well done.
Very good.
Well done.
David Duke for Clorox Bleach. Nobody knows better than I do how pesky colors can be when they ruin your whites.
Hysterical.
With Clorox Bleach, ensure all of your whites will stay pure. Aryan pure. When you go to that important meeting around the Burning Cross, you can't afford that your sheet isn't pristine white. Don't walk. March to your nearest supermarket. Say Grand Wizard and get a free tiki torch with your next purchase of Clorox Bleach.
There you go.